Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuning to Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 with me, your host, Hajra Muzobe. And this is the Reminder Show. Today we are speaking about the importance of positive thinking as Muslims. Now on the line I have Apa Sumaya Charlie. Apa Sumaya is a part-time Quran teacher at the local masjid and at home in England, and also a holistic therapist as well as a mom of four based in England. Apa Sumaya, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the airways of Radio Islam again.
Walaikum salam, Sister Hajra. How are you today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm well, and you, Apa? How is the weather in England at this moment?
It's beautiful. It's cold, but like the trees are there. There's lovely autumn leaves everywhere. It is really beautiful scenery. Sister Hajra, can I just say I'm Sumaya Kali, all my friends in South Africa are listening to the radio.
Oh, Kali, ma. I read it as Charlie, ma. Okay, jazakallah.
Ji,
alhamdulillah. Okay, Apa, as we know, we're speaking about the importance of positive thinking as Muslims. So, Apa, please do tell us, as Muslims, why is it important for us to control our thoughts and ensure they are positive?
This is a very important subject for us as Muslims, because our thoughts have a very powerful ability to determine our feelings. The way we think is the way we are going to behave and the way we're going to act out emotionally. So, like, for better or for worse, literally. So, alhamdulillah, if we think positively, like how Islam teaches us, to, like, direct our thinking into deep thinking about the signs of Allah, the names and attributes of Allah, the blessings of Allah, and the hope in the year after, you know, for when we go through testing times, and to be optimistic at the same time and think that, you know, definitely what difficulty comes is, but also, you know, look at every positive thing that we have achieved and look at each and every dua that we've made in our life over the years and see which ones Allah accepted. And what we got in return. It's only a thing I started doing recently. And I sat back, you know, and I was having like a challenging day one day. And then I sat and something just clicked in my head. And I said to myself, remember when you used to go for those lectures? Because alhamdulillah, we have a Bukhari Khatam every year. And when we have a Bukhari Khatam, every dua of ours is answered. And that was my ritual. I'd go every year for everything I ever wanted. I'd make dua then. And mashallah, I sat back and I thought of every dua I made over the years. And I said, Ya Rabbal Alameen, you know, Allah accepted this dua, Allah accepted that dua. I mentioned I had three girls, and I wanted a son for years because I was married for 22 years. So from the time, like, for about 15 years, I wanted a son. And it would have been the first grandson for my in-laws, right? And besides that, it was a thing that I always wanted. So every Bukhari Khatam, I'd make dua. And Allah gave me one bouncy girl, another one, and in the end I got me. And mashallah, he's 6 years old today. So for me, that in itself was like one of the things that I thought, you know, Allah Ta'ala never, ever lets you down. We need to have hope and faith. And wallahi, everything works out. But sometimes in life, we have to go through the tests to achieve this. So it makes it worth it, you know?
So true, Apa. You know, I was also thinking that how many times we have these negative thoughts and we fail to see, you know, the blessings in it sometimes. And we fail to see that, you know what, we have to pick up our hands and we have to have that conviction in the du'as that we make, and also that conviction that, you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill whatever needs we have, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease whatever difficulty we're in. So this is a very important point that Apa has made. Apa, usually we are told that we should have positive mindset, and a lot of times you hear this where people will tell us, you know what, you're not positive, think positive and so on. But Apa, how do we do this?
Very good question, yes? Right, so now, you know, the first thing, right, we need to do as Muslim is look, just as a decent human being, focus on good things. Look at each and every good thing. There is so many good things if we were to sit back and look. Like when you rise in the morning, first thing in the morning, we open our eyes. Allah Ta'ala has given us the gift of life, that new breath. After we pray our Fajr, after a little while, the sun rises. Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq from night, He's given us day.
Mm.
You know? And then there's that example of our Prophet when wahi wasn't coming to him for a long time. Our Prophet got depressed. He started feeling sad. And he thought that Allah Ta'ala doesn't like him. And then Allah revealed the surah, the ayah, the surah, wa-duha, by the qasam of the morning. You know? So look at the morning and think of what a blessing that is. Wal-layli idha saja, after the night has gone, okay?
Mm.
That's one example, right? Mm. Another thing is challenges and obstacles is all part of life. It's going to come and it's going to go. It's temporary.
Mm.
Wallahi, it's difficult, but it's not easy.
Mm.
But we get through it, because if we really look back and think, our Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was put in the well in such a dark, scary place.
Hmm.
But if he was not put into that fear, those travelers wouldn't have come and got him out, and he would have been in the house of and he got into the house of the king of Egypt.
Hmm.
So the point I'm trying to make is he went through that period of fear. Unknown, not sure, not knowing. And from that fear, he became the king of Egypt, which was classed as a superpower of that time.
Mm-hmm.
So never ever lose hope. Know that Allah is with you. Love it and you will see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's that saying, Ana inda dhanni abdi,
mm-hmm.
where Allah says, I am with the thought of my servant. So think positive of me and I will give. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is be grateful. Alhamdulillah. Just rising in the day and having a bed to sleep in, wallah, is a ni'mah. Having a home to live in, a roof over your head, wallah, a ni'mah. Having a meal to eat, wallahi, it's a ni'mah. You know, I always thank Allah for bringing me from South Africa to here, because I was in a comfort. I was, mashallah, I was surrounded by the love of my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, my dad, my brothers and my sisters.
Mm.
Separating from them was very difficult. But coming to this country and seeing firsthand, you know, what people go through, Muslim, non-Muslim, you know, homeless people, how people get mentally ill, how completely normal people, they come from their countries, they get married maybe in a toxic situation, they lose their sanity.
Mm.
Wallahi, when you see these things firsthand, you realize how blessed you are that Allah has given us an education.
Mm.
Allah has brought us from stable homes, you know, and from homes of deen, where we were taught to make ibadah and to turn to Allah. Wallahi, these ni'mas, I tell you, you know, it's such a great ni'mah because of the things that I've experienced. Had Allah not put me through the tests that I have been tested with, wallahi, I don't think I would have been here. And this has got nothing to do with me. It's all to do with Allah's mercy.
Mm.
You know, those ustads who sat and taught us in our darulooms, their mercy and the effort, you know, that my nana and my dad made with Jamaat. Wallahi, otherwise I'd have never been here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? One more thing is, let's open ourselves up to you, laugh about things, make ourselves happy. Only we can make ourselves happy.
Mm.
Let's take complete responsibility of our own happiness. Not a husband, not a brother, not a sister, not a friend. Nobody can give us that true happiness. Wallahi, contentment is from within.
Mm.
And another thing is, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Surely, with the remembrance of Allah, the heart will find contentment. Also, choose your company.
Hmm.
Spend time with positive people. You know, it's very important not to be around any toxic situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, create. We as mu'mins, as humans, we have the power to heal our own minds and to heal our own lives.
Hmm.
Wallahi, and we're thinking and ibadah and the help of Allah. You know, the things we are able to turn around. You know, I know of a lady, okay? This is just an example. It's a little off the topic, but I just want to tell you, okay? This is a story of a lady, okay, that I know personally. She's a very good, humble lady. She got married, mashallah. Alima married an alim through the asatiza, okay?
Mm.
Spent her life doing deen work. Married a very wealthy man, a millionaire, okay? Mm. Had it all. They went for all the five-star holidays in the world. You name it, they had it. Allah gave them the most beautiful, educated children. Mm. Alimas in deen, professionals in the dunya as well.
Mm.
Yeah? What happened was the two of them were so happily married. I mean, they were totally, you know when you say muhabba from Allah,
mm-hmm.
they were on the same page. They were just so happy. As the years went by, they got married very young. As the years went by, some issues came up in their life. Family interference, stuff like that. You know, she was also emotionally distraught. As she had babies, she'd get depressed. And in the end, she went on to medication. Now, this lady as herself, you know, she knew that once... look, mental health is a thing that we need to acknowledge. It's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But, you know, her thinking was that, you know, had I made right by my Allah in my ibadah and my amal, I wouldn't have been in the situation, right?
Mm.
And as she went on, you know, she was depressed. She had everything, the best of food. The man tried everything. Okay, he did fall short.
Mm.
She ended up going on to medication, antidepressants, okay? And the reason for her going on to this medication was because when she came into the household of her in-laws, they did not treat her the way she needed to be treated, okay?
Mm.
And the husband did not give her the support. But he tried his best to make up for it, but she could not wash the ceiling off.
Mm, mm.
And then, as time went by, she, you know, this is very strange. Something just clicked in her heart. She knew she did not love this man, and that is why she's on this medication, and she needs to come off it. Then she started praying istikhara for maybe like 6 months. Bear in mind, she went into this marriage praying istikhara. Everything was perfect. Now the time came, after many years, I mean 20 plus years, when her kids had just graduated as professionals. She started playing istikhara, and then she got the feeling that she needs to ask the man for talaq. Wallahi, she could not do it, but she just felt the need. She asked him for talaq. The day she asked him for talaq, wallahi, that's the day she came off her medication. It's 15 months now. The man did not want to divorce her. She did not want to go through the situation. But I tell you, it was complete desperation. Alhamdulillah, she's doing very well today. Make dua for her. She has one ambition, which is to open a Quran school. But the very sad part is her kids cannot forgive her for choosing to separate from the father.
Mm-hmm.
So make dua that Allah can mend that relationship. I know someone pious will be listening. And Allah will open the way for this lady.
Inshallah. I mean, on this point, you know, usually sometimes even we don't realize like how Appa began it. Even the Anbiya alayhi salam, like how Appa began with the story of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when wahi was stopped, yet he felt, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not loving him. And that's sometimes we fail to understand it. We are also human. We go through this, you know, stage where we feel lonely. We feel that, you know, we are not love. We are not, we don't get that love. But what's important to realize in that moment, also to realize, like how Papa is putting, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. There are reasons that we are put in bad situations. There are reasons that, you know, there are negative things that happen around us. What's important for us is to have this sabr and also to, you know, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always ready to answer us. So, Appa, what are some of the benefits of positive thinking? Can Appa just tell us briefly on some of the benefits of positive thinking?
Yes, there's many benefits of positive thinking. First thing is, it reduces stress, okay? And once our stress is reduced, we are able to behave in very positive manners, okay? We are able to take on our challenges also in a much better and in a much focused way, okay? Another thing is, it increases our lifespan. Because we, you know, we are in a state of health. We like, what happens is it creates resistance to illnesses. It increases the immune system. You become stronger as a person. You know, you have a better physiological and psychological and physical well-being. So your physical health and your mental health is like basically at its optimal level. You have better cardiovascular health, which is your heart, less chances of you having a heart attack. Also, research has shown that a positive attitude can heal the mind and the body, okay? So once we reduce our stress, we are totally in control of the situation, and the situation is not in control of us.
True, very true. Yes. So, Abba, you know, usually when we think about positive thoughts and we think about negative thoughts, and usually at that moment people start feeling that, you know, they'll rather stop, you know, having any worldly thoughts. So, Abba, are all worldly thoughts bad?
No, I think worldly thoughts contribute to positivity. Because at the end of the day, we'll be putting this dunya. This dunya is Darul Asbab. It's the house of means. I think it's our duty to go and pursue it, you know. And it's very important to be fully active in this life that is constantly moving ahead and moving forward. You know, everything's progressing nowadays. Technology is progressing. Each and everything is progressing. So I think, you know, everyone has a different strength. So we should basically pursue what is our interest. Some people are very good in technology. Pursue that thing, because why are you going to progress? All these programs can be run in madaris. Other people are strong emotionally. Pursue everything to do with mental health. Empower yourself. Empower the woman in the community. Empower the woman in the masjid. Empower your daughters. Tomorrow they can be businesswomen. They can be professionals. You know, we need to contribute to the world. We're living in this world, you know. I think it's very, very necessary for us to achieve what is in the dunya, and also at the same time follow Allah's commands, because it's like hadith, in hadith a Muslim. You know, an Abi Huraira, or kama qala alayhi salatu salam, al-mu'min al-qawiyu khayru wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if. Like a strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than a weak mu'min. We're not judging anyone, but fi kulli khayr, every believer is good. Some people are soft, and that's beautiful. It's nice to be like that, you know, gentle, you know. Other people are go-getters, they're strong. Allah loves that. Then the hadith goes on to say, أحرص على ما ينفعك. Go and achieve those things which will benefit you. Think of your benefit. We are for benefits. You know, we are here for our benefit. Go and achieve it. Be an opportunist. It's beautiful. It's what we should do, you know. Empower your communities, leave behind a legacy. But then again, the hadith goes to say, wasta'in billah, always ask for Allah. I'll always ask for help from Allah. Because ultimately, there's only one power, Allah's the dua.
Our help can be here for now.
But in 5 seconds, we don't know what's going to happen later. So let's not be too sure. Wala ta'ajif, never ever become helpless. Be prepared to put in the sweat, the effort, the blood, and the hard work. And then accept the qadr of Allah, you know.
That's very true, Appa. Okay, Appa, what is the most beneficial remedy is that you should preoccupy yourself with thoughts of what should concern you and not those that should not concern you. So, Appa, how important is this?
This is absolutely essential. It's very, very important for a believer to not take interest what is nothing to do with him. Please, let's not mind each other's businesses in the masjid, for the love of Allah. On a serious note, I'm saying that if we were to occupy ourselves with positive projects, from the morning, first thing, start your morning with exercise. Yeah, by us, alhamdulillah, we don't get robbed. We have the luxury of going for walks in the park. I don't mean to be mean, but I just want to tell you, it's cold here, but life is good. So start your day off by going for walks, you know, by doing exercise. That affects your thinking. You're going to think in a positive way, and you're going to behave in a positive way. Okay? If you have more time, go and pursue hobbies. Learn how to swim. Learn how to do things. Even if it means learn how to do therapies for people. You know, serve the creation. Do acts of service for the next mu'min. You know, if cooking is your interest, cook. If cleaning is your interest, clean, organize. You know, just make yourself happy. And then also, you know, in the Quran it says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That also, look at the creation of Allah and look at all the changes, how Allah changes night into day, how the beautiful mountains are snow-capped, and sometimes they're just green. Just look at the creation of Allah and reflect in the creation of the universe. But I say that it's very important to keep yourself occupied with something. It's a great need, even if it means lift up the Quran and read the Quran translation in a day. You know,
this is a true book. What sometimes on this talk about, like how you were mentioning that, you know, we should not like min husni islam al marid arkuhum ala ya'anihi, we should not dwell in things that do not concern us. And when we take a, take a look at it, most of the time our negative thoughts are to do with things that we don't really concern us, and we fail to see this. And I don't know if Appa has ever noticed it, most of the time we have negative thoughts due to things that are not really our concern, and it affects our thoughts also. If you know, you need the more you preoccupy yourself in someone else's business or something, then it becomes, it dawns on you that you become a person that thinks negatively also.
Absolutely. Mm. And why also do that? I mean, there's such nice things you could do instead. Don't be that sad, you know. It's just not worthy. I just don't see the sense in it. But there's very few people who do that, but I would recommend that they don't.
True.
And alhamdulillah, you know, Allah is good to us.
Alhamdulillah. Appa, unfortunately, we have run out of time. But Appa, it was an absolute pleasure to have Appa on with us. We have learned so much from Appa. And inshallah, we look forward to speaking to Appa again in future.
Take care. Make dua for me and my family.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, this was Appa Sumaya Kali. And she gave us, you know, really a beneficial knowledge and insight on positive mindset. And also, and I like how Appa mentioned how even Amir alayhi salam used to go through difficult times where even they would feel at their lowest. So we should know it is a human trait to feel at your lowest. What is important is how you look about that situation, how you take yourself out from that situation, and also checking our lifestyles. In order for us to have a positive mindset, we should also check at our lifestyle. How do we love our life? Are we loving it, like, for instance, minding everyone's business, making sure that everyone, you know, looking for the negativity in things? Are we loving our life like that? Are we, you know, you get those people that are always having, you know, conspiracy theories, whatever it is. They're always thinking about this conspiracy, this conspiracy, that. Are we living our life where we find conspiracy in everything? So it's important for us to check on our lifestyle and also make shukr for all the things that you have. Look at the positives in best situations, and also every situation has its positives. Even if you might feel that something is at its bare, but behind it, there's always a positive thing. And also, look at things, what you know, they say, they're saying that look at the glass half full and not half empty. Rather look at it, things in that way, that, you know, if there's so much good to it, then you know, bad to it. So if we have this positive mindset and this positive outlook on things, then inshallah, all those things will, you know, we'll have a better way, you know, we'll have a positive mindset in such that we make more sugar for the things we have, and also we do not, you know, waste our time in such things where we have negative thoughts and our days go in such a way that they are wasted. And also never give up. Have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, that's the most important thing that I'll stress upon. Have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your du'as, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that He will test us many times. And this is a thing as abundant we have to understand and also have faith in. Now, unfortunately, I have run out of time, but it was an absolute pleasure to speak to everyone, and I hope everyone enjoyed the show, inshallah. Until next week, Tuesday, from me, Hajira Muzobe. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.